I have two top of mind. First probably falls into the communication bucket, and it's around how to best respond when you don't know the full answer. And I started reading on the blog, Lay, some of what you had wrote and how you can address what you don't know. But what the focus of my question is really when you're in a conversation live and you get asked a question that you just don't know the answer to, how do you best answer it? So that's my first topic. And then second would be on moving from individual contributor to a more senior role, not necessarily managing someone, but having the autonomy that your manager feels that they can give you something and you can run with it. Design it, execute it, and report back without, you know, constantly checking. And I have found personally that I always know that I can fall back on my manager to check in for feedback, and I know she has me and will guide me if I'm going down the wrong path. But how do you get comfortable with not always having that safety net and championing, you know, your own idea or your own work so that you can be viewed as more strategic?
Excellent.
For me, I actually fall under two categories too. Communication skills for sure. And it does have a lot of buckets under it, but verbal communication for me is definitely a struggle. I mean, I know on the Myers-Briggs, a lot of times, like, before you start a job or, like, when I was a resident assistant in college, like, that they had us take that test. And I know on that, I'm an INFJ, which it's basically, like, what I've learned from that is that verbal communication is not my strong suit. So I've been just, like, essay writing to try to, like, figure out how to articulate better, but it just, I find that, you know, obviously, you know, we have shorter attention spans these days, but, and if you don't get out the meat of your, you know, subject in a very effective way, then you're going to lose, you know, who you're talking to. So I never really learned that, to be honest with you, even throughout college. So I'm actually learning now. I graduated last year, so I'm kind of like in my freshman, you know, year of life kind of. So I'm teaching myself that now, and I realized that I have a lot of work to do. So that's definitely number one. And then two, I would say job search. I did this program, actually. I know you were talking about how we kind of don't learn that kind of stuff. It's called Management Leadership for Tomorrow. And actually, it's a program basically that helps you, like, pipeline into corporate America from college. It's like a minority development program. So they kind of did prepare us for the job search, but I'm still just, I feel like you could always use, like, just brushing up. Like, if you have that skill sharp, then, you know, you can kind of, like, you just know that you can get a job. You know that you have that ability. And I'm actually in the job search process right now, so that is definitely, like, a number two, like, for sure topic that I want to talk about for sure.
And let me just clarify the last one, because the first three were pretty narrow and specific, and I can address. Job search is, like, really wide, and if you could narrow in on a burning question that I could address, and if we're all done with all four, we can do another burning question in job search that would help me kind of give you more practical tips and not be too general in that subject. Do you have something that is particularly, like, I don't get this, talk about this area?
I mean, so there's the cover letter, the resume, like, just getting, like, applying to the job, and then the interview process, which is, like, can sometimes be, like, really grueling, depending on what job you're applying for. And then after that, you're, like, you're exhaling, you're breathing, you got the job. So I guess my burning question is just, I guess, interview preparation. Like, a lot of times people will say, don't be afraid to apply if you're not perfect candidate. But what if you do apply and now you feel confident, but you just want to be able to you know, sell yourself, realizing that you can learn on the job in many ways too.
Let me offer this. This is the right time, actually, because I'm soft launching Soft Skills Guide. There is like 14 courses on job search that goes from how do you start, how do you set your mindset, how do you do cover letters, resume, prepare for interviews. I want to send that to you for you to process. And then let me leave this last question. If I have time in the hour, I'll address some of the key things for interview preparation, but the combination I think will help. And then why don't you go through that and you can email me after you go through and say, hey, I don't get this, I don't get that, because that will help me try to improve what I'm trying to offer that is more self-help driven, but also perhaps you can apply a few of those things and come back next month and we can kind of talk a little bit more. Can I assume that you haven't read all of the articles that I've written about job search on the blog?
Yes. I'm actually reading some now, but yes, it's my first month, so.
Oh, no, it's perfect. It's perfect. So let me get to that one, because that one is broad and it's hard. I think there's a lot of practical things that I put on paper. And so this is the perfect timing. You'll be helping me out. I'll be helping you out. And I have a few people doing job search that I'm offering the course, because the soft skills guide that I'm offering is going to be a paid program that's not by subscription, but it's like a course that you pay for. But for everybody that's signed up already for my current gym, I'm offering it for free. And I can help you along the way. And so let me do that. Let me start at the beginning. And what I want to do is perhaps do communication bucket and both of the questions. And then I'll go into career advancement. And then if time permits, I'll go back to interview preparation. Is that good? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Chanel, if you don't mind, I'm going to start with the verbal one and the it's not my strong suit question, because I think that context is broader, and then I'll get into your specific scenario, right?
Okay.
The number one thing I had a reaction to that is you actually communicated fairly well just now with your question. And so watch for the mindset and the belief that verbal is not my strong suit. I would watch to not keep repeating that to yourself and to others based on a test you took, because it actually gives you a different perspective and makes you think you're weaker when I have not found that you have trouble communicating yet. And so my number one advice before I even give you sort of more advice about verbal communication is do not believe that you're in the negative already about being able to develop this skill. And because you're at the beginning of this career, you are in neutral ground. And the fact that you are asking and aware that you want to develop this, you're actually ahead of people who are not even aware they're verbal.